Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 599 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. We have reached Checkpoint Bonnaroo. This is a Bonnaroo wrap-up show, everybody. My name is H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. Sultan of Summer, Howard Kramer. What's up, Stard?
What's up, man? How about Checkpoint Finals?
Oh, yeah. Checkpoint Finals. Congratulations to your... Oh, wow. Coincidence, you bringing that up. Your team, the Golden State Warriors.
Exactly. Four-time champions.
Four-time champion.
Is that a lot?
Oh, that's a lot. Huge. That's a lot. Four times in 8 years. It's huge. That's huge. The Bay Area legends right there. I couldn't be happier.
Our guest, see what he thinks of it.
Oh, wow.
Here he comes.
He shuffled off quick.
Well, I just, you know, I want to include him. I don't want to have to spray champagne twice.
Yeah.
Here he comes. You know him from so many podcasts over there. Stitcher, Earwolf, up and down the country and the coast. Here he comes now, returning to the charts. Funny man, Nick Turner.
Oh,
what's up, Nick?
What's up, good? Nick Turner on the mic.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Were you rooting for the Warriors, Nick?
Absolutely, I was rooting for the Warriors.
Oh, hell yeah.
Iconic team.
I don't live in Boston. I live in California.
There you go. Root against Boston.
Always root against Boston. I mean, never root for Boston.
No.
I can't think of one instance.
Wait, that's a good question. I might have rooted for...
Not rooting for the Pats.
Pats, although I've always been...
I was rooting for the Sox to win that World Series.
Okay.
Why they beat the Yankees in the championship, you know.
Right, then you might as well have them win it.
Yeah.
I know, it was fun to watch the Patriots beat up on the Jets just because it's like every year you had to see Jets fans get excited like something might happen, and then just seeing them have the same thing happen, it was kind of fun.
I'm living that life, I feel like, now. Because I'm an Orioles fan.
Oh, shit.
And... you know, last year they were in the cellar, and then this year they spent less money on their team than any other team did. And I'm like, oh, so you just completely gave up. You completely gave up.
Yeah.
That's what did they expect?
Just trying to save money. Just trying to get through on a budget.
That's baseball. There's like six teams really doing it. Everybody else.
They really are. They pay like 200% premium to be able to spend that money. And then the others are just like, well, we're going to moneyball it or whatever. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Speaking of sports, Apple has purchased the MLS, the American Soccer League there.
Oh, wow.
So Apple's going to be showing every game and promoting it big time. So there you go. Apple Television now has a sport.
Wait, they bought the whole league?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It was just a deal.
10-year deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they bought the rights.
Sorry. To air it. you mean on Apple Plus or whatever.
Yeah. So, but they're going to have every single game, every match, all kinds of coverage. So that already has a younger audience. So that'll maybe it'll work.
Does it have a younger? I'm trying to think of the shows on there.
Well, I mean,
the kids love like, Shining Girls.
Severance for all the, the young workforce. Yeah.
But I mean, it's good for them to get a live sport. There's a lot of young people who like soccer who probably have Apple products. So it's probably a good move.
Oh, yeah. Paramount's got all the real soccer game matches, right? Like the ones that the pros play in. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But this may bring more players over here. You never know. Like that new golf league in Saudi Arabia. Jesus.
And Apple TV has killed less journalists than the LIV golf tour.
Absolutely. But I'll tell you what. Presidents falling off bicycles would be the most watched sport of all these. Let's make that a league. Old guys, competitive racing, super powerful men.
riding like rickety bikes.
Rickety little bikes uphill in front of people. All right. Why don't we listen to the music chart theme?
Let's do it.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Tunes. All right. What chart do we have this week?
All right. We got the top Shazammed songs in the country.
Right on. One of my most favorite products ever invented, the Shazam.
It's magical. I mean, I think I'll tell you more about that. We talked a little bit about some AI products coming out. I'll tell you more, but I think Shazam was way ahead of the curve. I still don't understand how it works.
Interesting. When's this AI discussion? When do we got this planned for?
That's in the bot chart. I'm not sure. Okay. Whenever you want it.
Right on tech chart.
Tech chart. Yeah. Coming in number five.
Number five.
We got Drake featuring 21 Savage, Jimmy Cooks.
Up ambition on the kitchen stove, pot start to bubble, see the suds, that shit good to go. Post sound suave, but I can't get recalled. Bro, think he John Wayne. I bought them Yellowstones, love the way they hang, babe. For the silicone, everybody fake now. You could crack the code, bust down everything. Set in rose gold, dread talking to you niggas like I'm J. Cole. I could tell her hair good before I.
There you go. He's got lyrics.
We never go more than maybe 3 weeks without Drake showing back up.
Yeah, what he? How many albums he got now? 300?
300, and then on Friday he dropped a new surprise one. So he's got one more since this week.
What number's bigger, the amount of Steph Curry threes or Drake albums?
Good question.
Probably Drake. He's got all year to make them. So.
He's cooking them up in summer league too.
Yeah. And he's two sports, if you think about rapping, and then this new one is all just his, like, low-key singing. So he gets to rack up numbers.
The Curry's got golf, and he's got all these commercials he's on. He's on every other commercial these days.
Yo, I was told that the new Drake album is gay. Is that true?
Wow. Are you a caller from Michigan? Yes. Where are you?
Hi.
Is this the Joe Rogan show?
Yeah, I'm being routed through Michigan, but I'm calling from Fire Island. No, I was told this by Gay Man. So,
that it's him coming out. This album is him coming out.
Or, you know, it's just like they dropped one in June for the gays. And, he's got so many albums he can pinpoint.
Well, I don't know. Some of those lyrics seem to be talking about breasts. So maybe he's talking about some
That's not what man titties. Like.
Yeah.
Man. Yep. He's got, maybe he's talking about like DJ Khaled when he sees him with his shirt off.
Right.
Yeah.
At the pool.
Cause Thor's gay. Another one. I know that.
Yeah, that's a big summer if those both happen at the same time.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five or four.
Oh, four. Yeah, thank you. Lizzo, About Damn Time.
It's bad bitch o'clock. Yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through
it's thick 30. I didn't hear that part. I like that.
Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute. Tell me how you're healing. Because I'm about to get into my feelings.
She's back. That one sounds like music I've heard before. You know, like just a down the middle dance. Type,
but yeah. So. Upbeat, party, fun
yeah.
times.
Yeah, that's a Bruno Mars song.
Right. Sounds like it, right? Yeah. Except he'd be talking about his wang, right?
Absolutely. And he'd Bruno? Be trying on yeah, different hats.
It's thick o'clock.
Yeah. Thick o'clock!
If a guy says it, it's a whole different thing.
I wonder if he
right now.
That's good stuff.
He must manicure it to be exactly like, you know, 70s porn. Yeah, wow. Bruno Mars.
Getting into that.
Okay. Oh, you know he's had work done.
Because he's so
there.
Retro, you know?
Work done down there to make it look like anything Jesus. He wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes period authentic.
Yeah, for
exactly.
sure.
Thank
it's
you.
Pride Month. Who knows what's going on down there?
Stiff arming me.
Hold on.
All right, coming in number three.
Number three.
Harry Styles, As It Was.
You know, isn't this that old Aha song? It's not the same as it was. We switched it a little bit.
There's only so many melodies.
True. Yep. And settings on a keyboard.
Producers writing all the same songs for both Bruno and Lizzo.
It's like he's in court getting sued by Aha, and he's going, it's not the same. It's not the same as it was. We changed it.
Yeah.
The Aha trial, so it's going to be big. Like the Amber Turd thing, nothing. Hey, by the way, she was shopping. She did a photo op where she's shopping at TJ Maxx. And so it looks like she's poor. So the judge.
Yeah, why would she? What was she doing there? Because she
I think
was,
she was
like,
trying to figure out
clothes.
What it was. It was like she's trying to figure out what it was because she'd never been in like a retail store before.
Yeah. I mean, I understand if she was loading up on candles. I mean, who wouldn't? It's deep right. discounts. But yeah, yeah. she's not wearing those clothes.
No, man.
We can't believe that.
I wouldn't even see her at Nordstrom Rack, let alone TJ Maxx.
I love people being like, oh, she's got to save money now because she owes millions. Yeah. But saving money is not buying clothes.
Right. We know
you don't
that
save when money by buying cheaper clothes.
That's true. Yeah, because they wear right. out faster. You buy yeah. quality.
Ah. Cheap is expensive.
I love the idea of a powerful woman losing all her money and then being seen shopping at TJ Maxx. Like, wouldn't she just like wear her old Dolce and Gabbana stuff? Like, she needs something new so bad.
Yeah,
she
but aren't risks these
the photographers seeing her at TJ
aren't
Maxx?
Aren't these settlements like high medical bills? Like they're just numbers on a paper, and
yeah,
you don't ever have to yeah. do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can, you know, the hospital can send me as many please pay me notices as they want. It's not coming, and they don't right. care.
There you go.
No, I can't believe that we talked about it for so long as a country.
Oh, yeah, true. This is a wrap-up show. We had a touch on it this week.
Yeah, but isn't Johnny Depp, he's no longer American, right?
What happened? He's pirate?
He's French.
He's pirate. He's on the waters.
He's French pirate.
He's international waters.
Yeah.
Is that something he did legally, you're saying? He's a French guy?
No, I don't know, but it's just come on, it's a feeling. A nationality is a feeling. You
yeah, his true, accent, true, yeah. his accent is real hard to pin down.
I think his accent is Keith Richards when they were making Exile in Main Street in the south of France. And he was trying to kick heroin, but the way they kicked it was by drinking every night and then taking a speedboat across the water to the whorehouse in the morning.
Right.
It's just a partying guy from England.
If only he could take, he could play guitar a little bit more like Keith Richards back then. Have you ever seen any videos of Johnny Depp just
Pirates would have been good if he played guitar.
Yo, is he bad at guitar? Is this like the best kept secret?
Oh my God.
Man. He doesn't.
No,
he has no style.
One of the worst I've seen, like on the kind of stage he's on. True. Like if you see any of the footage of him actually playing or soloing, it's like, it's really pretty laughable.
Yo, that's what people say about Woody Allen, but I feel like he's good.
With his piccolo?
His clarinet, yeah.
His clarinet.
That dude slays.
Wow. He goes up in regular clothes. He doesn't go up trying to look like a rock star pirate.
Yeah.
He concentrates on the music.
Yo, so he's got that like every Monday night set in New York.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how mad you'd be if you go and Woody Allen is there that night? I mean,
he's still showing up.
I just hoped better for him.
He really loves jazz if he still does that for people to come in and yell stuff at him over his clarinet.
Yeah, but I don't think they do because it's like $100.
Right.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Future featuring Drake and Thames, Wait For You.
Pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere a nigga going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip, get messy, it ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world.
The idea that they use so much auto-tune while they're saying something confessional. Like, I got to get these thoughts out there, but I want people to have to strain to understand them. It's quite an era.
I've noticed a new thing. I think we pointed it out before with Post Malone, but I've noticed it on other things, on like Kid Laroi and others. Maybe that one. It's a new trend in auto-tune where they add a real shaky vibrato to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost don't hate it. Like it's almost maybe something better
with
than
Post Malone. It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds like a really shaky vibrato.
Post Malone and Kid Laroi. You know, I didn't get into SoundCloud music until I figured out there was white guys.
But there you go.
Now I love it.
Now it's safe.
They're so vulnerable.
They're so Australian.
Yo, did you watch that that Juice WRLD doc? The music.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited.
It's so good. I didn't really know him at all, but it was like, oh, okay, great. Now I got to be sad because he's a genius or whatever.
Yeah,
but the
Kid
Laroi is in it. Right. And it's before he did any of the Kid Laroi stuff. Mm-hmm. And so
he's like 16 or something.
Yeah, he's just like some 16 Australian kid. And he has like buzz cut. And it's just like, How I don't understand in the world his story more than anybody's. How he was plucked at that, like 15,
yeah,
to
like
come to the United States. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's like, how did he get credibility that fast?
How?
It's like, had to be his first year rapping, and he's in the middle of Australia. But then he's put right in with these guys who are now, you know, like the dead geniuses of the era. You know, it's pretty wild. Yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you say Juice WRLD's in it too. Great.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill.
Wow. I feel like I should be in the Hallmark store in the mall just because I've got nothing to do. I mean, 80s vibe.
Hey, this sounds like that old song.
Yeah.
She could sue.
She should sue that, this young kid.
She's got the video for that I'm seeing. You guys aren't seeing, but it has like the choreographed ballet kind of dancing. It's like,
yeah, she's rolling around on the floor.
Yeah, it's like the Sia tights. Videos, you know, way before Sia. Remember that?
Yeah, oh yeah, way before.
I had more on the Kid Laroi. Are we?
You want to talk more? Or, oh, of course. We, still
yeah,
on the table.
Can you cut this out and put it back in the?
Oh, you want me to assemble a Kid Laroi?
No, I was just. I was talking to some boomers recently people about my age. And they were we were at this theater, and it was a show. There was a celebrity, and then the kid Leroy wanted to come because he had like the same manager or whatever.
Is this a dream you had?
Yes.
Hanging out with the kid Leroy?
No, I'm nowhere near the kid Leroy. I'm talking to people who don't even know who kid Leroy is. They were relaying another story.
Oh, okay.
Believe me, I'm very far from the kid Leroy. Okay. But they were like, he was asking about security here and was like, cool if he comes back. And they were laughing at him because they were like, who the fuck is this guy? No one knows who you are. No one's worried about your stupid security.
And he was being a diva. Stupid.
No, I think he's just a big star.
Oh, right.
But he's
a world famous guy.
Yeah.
Oh, these guys weren't given props. They're like, who the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So like, what are you gonna worry about security for this fucking loser?
Right.
There's too many celebrities. Sorry.
There is, and with the niches now, there's YouTube celebrities with 5 million followers. You never heard of them.
That's nothing. I spit on 5 million followers.
I had an account
with 6 million, and I tanked it just because I was so embarrassed.
You lose 5 million by mistake. All right, that was a great chart, and we'll be right back with the movie chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest,
Nick Turner
and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movie chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
This is the movie chart. We'll see what's bringing people back into theaters.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. God. Back on the charts. Finally saw this.
What's happening?
Nick, have you seen this one?
Nah, but I saw the trailer for the first time yesterday.
Okay. Right on.
Is that Long Duk Dong in there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yo, he's back, baby. No time for love, Mr. Jones. I got to take 40 years off, but then I'll be back.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is in there. I mean, it's throwback.
I'm into it. Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis, just you love to see it.
Right on. Yeah, that's a big one.
Well, you ought to see it. You ought to see it. That's all I'll say. We won't spoil it. I have some thoughts on it, but maybe. But if it's still on the charts and we have a full roster who's all seen it, maybe we can get into it.
There you go. I think we'll have an opportunity coming up to talk about it.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Two multiverse movies.
Every night, I dream the same dream. And then... the nightmare begins.
About that. I had a doctor. Well, this guy, he was my eye doctor, and he used to touch my leg during the procedure.
Oh.
And they caught him, and the undercover agents caught him doing it to other patients.
I forgot about that story. That's one of the craziest things.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He was touching your leg?
This is true.
Yeah, he'd go, is that, you know, when they switched the lenses, they go, is that better or worse? Better or worse? And he'd like, his hand would, he'd like touch my leg while he was doing it. So I told my mom and she was like, oh, we knew him for years. Come on now. And then she called me up a couple of years later, like there was in the paper, they sent undercover agents in there. He ran
so
out
crazy
to the parking lot.
Yo.
But that
you're
was
a whistleblower.
Hey, man, doctors, keep it above board. You're not, we're not
above
there
the
for you, right?
Yeah. I wonder if that's where
you pay me, go ahead, touch the leg. For free glasses, touch the leg.
Yeah, why can't they just be more honest?
Yeah. Just go, hey, this is, could I pay you today? And I go, oh, yeah, sure. You're going to kind of rub my leg during the thing?
You know what? I preemptively rub doctors' legs.
Smart. There, you get it. Force them to reciprocate.
You know, one time my uncle caught me masturbating.
Really?
This is a true story.
Serious?
But I felt good about it. So I was like, finally, after all these years, a kid got to make his uncle feel weird sexually.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You flipped a script on the whole world.
There's one nick in the kid's cup.
One nick, the story of Nick Turner.
You just stare at him
Turner.
And smile.
Taking the power back.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, yeah, that's big. Jeez.
That's nice of you guys to support me.
It's a confessional chart.
All right on. What's up next?
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 3901. After a full year of being marooned, our first hyperspeed test flight is a go.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
Is this like Maverick? It seems like the same kind of story. Like we're going to go off and just do the character-driven story about the guy. Like, did they rush this out? Because
I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
Jump on Maverick.
It's like Buzz Lightyear, but it's almost like live action or in a Pixar way. He's not a toy in this. It's like he's the real guy. But I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling from Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm pissed.
You're still on the line?
Yeah. Well, I flew back to Michigan from Fire Island, and my opinions have changed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thanks for doing the legwork. Thank you.
Look, you guys record for a long time. Anyway, how come there was only one same-sex kiss? There should be more. Okay, thanks. Bye.
In Lightyear?
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No, mm-hmm. I didn't.
Chicks, man.
There's a same-sex kiss in Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, it's two women, and I assume it's sexy as hell.
Okay. Hey, I have all the figures. Could you tell me which two women I want to recreate it tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was the cat and the spaceship.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Little sapphic desire for the light year. Got it.
Wow. Okay. Are people going crazy over that? Is that controversial or is it?
I think they're mostly mad about Tim Allen, which it's so funny because they only have so much mad in them, you know? So like this time I'm not, I guess, as mad about the kiss as I am about you not letting a 70-year-old man play the role of a person in their 20s.
Wait, so is he not in this or is he in this?
Nah, it's Chris Evans.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah.
Oh, and the people are mad that Tim Allen didn't get to do it.
That it's not Tim Allen. Imagine that.
Right.
Wow. We live in a world now where people are mad that it's not.
Well, you know what's funny is, you know, they came out and they're like, oh, it's the, you know, the guy, not the toy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I bet you they're going to do one with Woody and it's going to be Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
you're right.
So he's got more star power. His star hasn't faded.
Yeah, he's out there punching people who touch his wife.
Yeah,
people love that. People love that. Wife. When it's people who touch their wife and not just joke around. Yeah.
They should get Chet Hanks to do it.
Then he's in.
Even. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, Chet doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, me Woody. What man gonna be Woody and what you?
Me Woodman.
White toy
summer.
White toy summer.
You guys know I could be a Jamaican citizen. I'm eligible for Jamaican citizenship.
Really?
My mom's Jamaican. So I might do it. Yeah, she moved here when she was 7.
Oh, wow.
I don't really know what the benefits are, but I think it'd be cool.
Well, you should. You want to Google it while we wait?
No, I did look it up. I am eligible. I think actually my son is also eligible.
Oh, okay.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
And it gives you license to do the accent, which
is cool.
Yeah, man.
Did you guys discuss it yesterday?
Me and my son?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went, bah, 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 bah. And I said, you're not listening to me. And he said, bleh.
I bet it does gives you ability to buy property easier or stuff like that.
Yeah, or it just gives me some place to run to, you know, when it all goes down.
You could go to those dance hall clubs. Those look fun.
Oh, for sure. There's nothing about... It's a problematic country. I don't know how they're doing down there, but I'll find out. I'll fix it.
Right. Oh, you'll fix it. All right, coming in number two.
Number two.
Top Gun Maverick.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
What do we have here?
Yeah, here I thought we were special.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Whatever.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
All right, dude from Michigan, you got anything to say about this one?
Is there gay stuff? I haven't seen it. I just thought there should be more planes. So I was disappointed.
More. Okay.
More planes.
Yeah. And nobody had a relationship with their plane. That just doesn't make any sense to me. You spend so much time in your plane, you're going to want to fuck it.
Seriously. Transformers.
Those propellers, though, might get you in trouble.
Look, I'm not saying it's not a dangerous game.
Yeah.
Michigan's out there.
I still haven't seen this one. I want to, though. I've heard enough good things.
Yo, I watched that director made another movie with Miles Teller that just came on Netflix this week.
What's it called?
With Thor, speaking of the devil. It's called Spiderhead.
Okay.
And it's not good, but you can still watch it.
All right. Double feature.
It's so funny. Chris Hemsworth plays a scientist. And every scene with Chris Hemsworth as a scientist is the funniest thing you could see.
Really?
He's so beautiful. He's not a scientist. There's no way someone that beautiful.
No. I was going to say, have you ever seen a scientist look even a fraction like that?
It's so hard to be a scientist. So tedious.
Yeah, where would you have time to do all the reps in the gym?
Oh, this is my question. There wasn't one scene where him or Miles Teller were doing like even just like shower pull-ups.
To just cut for no reason. They just show up cut.
I don't know the timeline of those two movies, but there's something there.
Check out if you want to see Nick's body pics, go to Nick's Turner's.
Oh, also check out The Deep End on Hulu for a good cult documentary. I was just watching that, and it's fascinating.
What's this?
4-part series, and it's about Teal Swan, who I never heard of her, but she's like this spiritual self-help kind of guru. And the I don't know how they let this documentary crew in for like 3 years, but I don't know.
What's it called?
Amazing. It's called The Deep End.
Wait, I think I started to watch this and I thought that it was a narrative with actors.
No, it's not. But it's produced in a way that's just as sort of dramatic and...
That's crazy. I'm in. I mean, I just watched that Mormon one, the FLDS one.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. That was done well. I watched The Sins of the Amish. Or I started to. It's not as good.
The Mormons got the Amish beat, huh?
Ah, come on. The Mormons are doing the most, dude.
Yeah.
The Amish, they got it all on display. Yes, we're doing some weird crap behind the scenes. You know about it. But here, buy our wood. Mormons don't sell you anything.
Yeah, what are they doing with that extra time where they're not at the storefront? They're busy planning something weird. Well, right on. A hell of a chart. Bringing people back to the movies.
We got one more.
And there's actually a bonus.
Yeah, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Jurassic World Dominion.
Creation is an act of sheer will. Life will find a way.
We
We can't keep her here forever.
There it is.
Does it ever get to where people are just ho-hum about the dinosaurs? Every Jurassic Park sounds like...
That's what I've heard about this one.
There's a brand new place that has dinosaurs. Like, yeah, is it going to be normal?
I've heard
this
one.
Yeah, you mean the biggest news story in the world five other times?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's always kept so quiet.
This one I've heard, I don't really know shit about it, but I've heard that dinosaurs are almost just accepted in this one, and it's really about the bugs.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I know, I'm saying it's about the bugs more than the dinosaurs, or that's what I've heard.
Oh, yeah, I heard this is more like a George Lucas, like, senator tribunal, kind of just yapping, not as much action.
Supposed to be the worst one, so that would jive with what I've heard. About Jurassic Park. It's Jurassic Park, but not about the dinosaurs. This one's about the bugs. Like, already.
Right. Confused
this,
messaging.
This one's about not about King Kong. It's about his fleas. What did his fleas go through? Riding around on King Kong all the time.
He was good for the flea population.
I bet they thrived.
Speaking of, like, the... Island we didn't tell you about. It's over here. Yeah, there's a bunch of more dinosaurs. You remember that movie Contact, 1997?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Very and well. Then at one point in the movie, you know, she gets in that space machine or whatever, and it spins and spins, and then it blows up. And then you're like, oh, it's ruined. And then at the end, they're like, it's the U.S. government. You think they just made one?
Right.
And then there was a whole second one. They just didn't tell anybody about it.
Like, yes.
Okay. That's a... It was like something accidentally that, could have fixed earlier in the script, but all right.
Yeah, yeah. That was a funny twist in that one. There's two.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I mean, there was just so much about there only being one before that.
That serves you right for seeing a space movie. They always got some wacky thing they got to throw in there.
Serves me right.
Yeah. And then it's like when you finally get the payoff, it's just her dad on a beach at the end. It's
payoff is always the beach, just like Gravity. Spend the whole time in outer space. She lands in the water at the beach.
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize I was setting you up so perfectly for that.
Yeah
that's payoff on the beach.
Do. I mean, it's, Planet of the Apes, same thing.
If the beach is at the end of a movie, it's good. If it's at the beginning of the movie, like, you know, Normandy.
Then
it's bad.
Yep.
Maybe the worst use of a beach.
Or old.
I got a worse use. I got a worse use. The Hawaii one with George Clooney.
Oh,
The Descendants.
Descendants. Yeah. Worst use of a beach.
Wait, how is that worse than D-Day?
Because D-Day, at least they had to be there. You can't change it. The Descendants.
Yeah, how is that worse than Shyamalan's old?
Let's write a horrible family drama, but then stick it in Hawaii. It's like, didn't you watch the Brady Bunch? Make it fun. Come on now.
Nick's got a point, though. Old is pretty goddamn horrible use of the beach.
Old? What's that?
The Shyamalan one.
Oh, it's where the beach makes them old.
Oh, I didn't see that.
God, that's a piece
of shit. I must have blocked that out.
It's really bad. And Shyamalan is giving himself bigger parts.
Yes, he is. Yeah. I noticed that, too. His movies make me so mad. I feel like it's just not.
He literally has not made a good movie in 25 years.
I don't understand how we're accepting.
But he gets to make one a year. And I think that's what Hollywood wants. They want one guy that confuses everyone so they can make another Doctor Strange.
But then if they can say,
that's good, yeah.
Or if you want confusing stuff, go to that guy. Like, we have him branded as the guy that'll fuck your mind up.
Right.
Right on. All right. We got to the bottom of that industry, I think. And we'll be right back with the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Shazam. See what we're interested in. Here we go.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Seaforth and Sean Kingston, Queen of Daytona Beach.
Oh, I got to tell you what's going on in this one.
Okay.
This is a country song. I'm playing it because it has kind of a summer vibe. But this is like a hat trick. What you're going to hear here is a bad anthem, like a bad anthem-y kind of chorus. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to hear the bad guitar solo, revs a little too high.
Okay.
And then you're going to hear the bad rap cameo. And they're just going to give it to you, serve it all up to you right in a row. Here we go.
Delightful. Okay.
Here we go.
Well, I'm about there now with this beautiful girl. Yeah, this beautiful girl's got a glass slipper stepping out of a daddy's Jeep. I'm thinking, never mind, 99 degrees. Every guy inclined to drop everything for that girl. The queen of Daytona Beach. Bad looking like a night in a magazine. Lips sipping on a drink that she got for free. Yeah, the world it turns, but it just stopped for me and that girl. The queen of Daytona. You hot like the sun out. Forever in my heart, girl, I'm all in. I'll be the one to get you if you fall
in. Well, there you go. They did it. All they right. stuffed it all in there.
You get I thought he was going to come in and say, Daytona, beautiful girl. Yeah. How's this song about beautiful girls and he's not doing that?
Right.
Bullshit.
On.
The funny thing that the video is like all from a live show. Like it, and it's maybe the least live sounding track I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. It's like super weird seeing them all on stage.
It's built lip syncing to that.
Yeah. Solo wasn't too bad. I'm not totally hating on that guitar solo.
I don't know. It's just that day. It felt like it was driven by a focus group. We want a hard rock and guitar solo. We want a rap part.
Yeah. See what sticks.
As a Jamaican, I love the song.
Oh, right on. We got a citizen here. Or could be a citizen.
Some paperwork. Just call me a citizen. I'll just say it.
Right on.
Coming in at number 4.
Do you know enough music to be allowed to be a Jamaican citizen? What's reggae?
Yeah. Great thing about reggae is that all the songs are the same, so there's nothing you need to worry about.
Oh, right on. Yeah, say that down there.
Yeah, see what happens.
Hey, okay, what's next?
Coming in number 4, this is my pick. This is ASG with Vitals.
Like that one. I didn't think I was gonna. They did something there.
It's a good band.
Are they American?
ASG. I think so. I'll look it up. They have the style of like a kind of southern metal band, but I'm not sure where they're from.
Interesting stuff.
They're on Relapse. Typically good stuff
Eminem
on that
album,
record.
Right on.
They're from Wilmington, North Carolina. I was right.
Okay. Heavy stuff. Heavy bands come out of there. Heavy stuff.
That's right.
Dawson's Creek.
Hell
and,
yeah.
And heavy
right.
bands.
Heavy drama. Heavy bands.
I was in Wilmington. Last time I was in Wilmington, I've been there a few times to do Dead Crow Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah. How's that go?
It's great. It's a tiny room. It's fucking, what more could you want? The tiniest room. But I went on a Dawson's Creek tour. That I took myself. I found found it online and walked around myself. I recognized almost nothing. It was a big mess. Fucking nothing.
Sounds like a great time.
It was awful. Like, it was a waste of time.
I've never seen the show, but I didn't recognize anything.
Yeah, I thought it was a different show, but whatever.
Right on.
Right on. Coming in at number 3.
Number 3.
This is Nick's pick. Get ready. This makes very little sense on today's chart. But this is Justin Bieber.
Yo, take it back.
I'm not taking that back.
Tell them the release date to begin with.
Yeah,
tell
this is date. From
look, the release date was 10 years ago. Okay, so it's a little off.
It's a 10-year-old Christmas song on peak summer,
but it's new
right
year.
Here on Who Charted the Hot Picks.
I think this is new to us. You're right. This is Justin Bieber with Drummer Boy featuring Busta Rhymes.
It starts off traditional, but then it busts into the way that only Bieber can bust it. Get him, Jay.
Is that Callan? Who's yelling on me?
Oh, it's coming. Don't worry. It's coming.
Pre-clenched Bieber.
All right. Before the paralyzed face.
Happy and Busta Rhymes is on it.
Right.
Here we go. Y'all ready? Oh, Busta's coming in quick.
Wow.
Come on, y'all ready? Yeah, I'm on the beat. Yeah, I'm on the drum.
Yeah, I'm on the beat because the beat goes dumb and I only spit heat because I'm playing for the sun. Playing for the king, playing for the title. I'm surprised you didn't hear this in the Bible. I'm so tight, I might go psycho. Christmas time, so here's a recital. I'm so bad like Michael. I know I'm still young, but I go. Stupid, love like Cupid. I'm the drummer boy, so do.
You gotta fast forward a little to the Busta.
Oh yeah, he wants the Busta part.
Let's make it hot up in the winter. I said, cool.
You know I'ma deliver. Let's collaborate and make the holiday a little bigger. Before we work, I gotta get this off. See the other family members and drop gifts.
Damn, it does move.
Cause ain't nothing stopping. How you know we about to turn it up and really get it popping now? People everywhere and all our Twitter followers. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah.
Damn.
Wow.
Really is a good version.
Yeah, it's how is not that? Like the best version you've ever heard.
It's so above what they needed to do.
It's like, so good.
Over delivering.
It would never work on paper, but they somehow slammed it out of the park.
Yeah.
I'm like baffled every time. Like the bongo.
It's like Dale vibes.
So good.
That's crazy.
Very good.
All right.
We play another one that's Idina Menzel and Jennifer Nettles, which is also way better than it deserves to be.
Drummer Boy?
And those two, listen to it. I mean, those two you can appreciate in the same time. Great stuff.
Yeah, it reaches a level of adrenaline that you're not seeing coming.
And I just thank you for the coldest hot pick we've ever had.
Oh yeah.
Hey, I like it. I think
but it's 12 years old from December. It's cold.
I get it. You're mad. I get it. It's fine.
I'm not mad.
I'm happy.
I gotta say what it is.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my pick. This is very relevant today, even though it's not technically from this year. This is Michael Marshall, who's the guy who's saying I Got Five on it.
Are you doing an old one too?
I'm telling, just wait. It's called We Been Waiting.
Yeah, okay. I remember, don't worry. How could I ever forget? It was our first time, hey. The last time we had that trophy round here.
Oh, here we go. He's playing Warriors music.
I can and I will push my shoulders back. Cause we got the MVP in here.
Holy cannoli.
And it's the world we gon' show. But most already know.
Four rings, baby.
Wait for it to kick in.
Round here, it's our time.
Go Dubs.
Go Dubs.
For 2 years, man.
This moment for 2 long years. That's emotional. An achievement. Love the local sports music, and that's a great one.
He did I Got Five on it. You might recognize his voice.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy who sings on Loonies?
Yeah.
But you say that's not from this year, so that means the long wait that they had was already relieved and that they could just play the same Long Wait Is Over song. That shows you're not waiting very long.
Well, Well, you're not stealing this moment from me with this nitpicks. It's a good song. All right, coming in at number one, Billy Strings, Red Daisy.
I was going to say, shout out to my nephew. He went to Bonnaroo this week, and I asked him for his top three performances. We don't have time for five, and he's probably hungover or whatever. So he said the top three were War on Drugs, Porter Robinson, and this guy, Billy Strings. So let's hear some Billy Strings.
All right, here we go. Red Daisy.
How about that? Those lush hills of Tennessee must have made him fall in love with some of that local bluegrass music.
Very fresh new
sound. No way that song's newer than Drummer Boy.
Yeah, after I give right. these guys shit for yeah. their old song.
Just a brand new sound from old Porch.
So hey, it's two songs that south. Are old.
Yeah.
This song.
Yeah.
Damn it. Damn my bloodline. Hey, but he also said honorable mention to Pigeons Playing Ping Pong. He said that was a great group, too.
Oh, wow.
So I'll get more details. There. Of course, congratulations to Bonnaroo putting on a great American festival. Hey, thank you so much, everybody, for listening in. Thank you so much, Nick, for coming through. Head on over to at Nick's Turners for more updates.
Well, hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for having me. You are two of the best guys in show business.
Thank you.
And you are the ones that keep making me come back year after year to show business. Because right, as long as there's guys like you in it, it can't be so bad.
Thank wow. you so much. I mean, we set out to change this industry one person at a time. So welcome in.
Hey, even if it stops with me, it'll all be worth it.
You are that one person.
You were him.
It's always good to have you on the show.
All right. I'm moving to Jamaica.
Oh, right.
Right on.
I'll see you.
Have a great time there.
Start.
Yeah. Sign up for Comedy Bang Bang World. Come see us on tour in August. You can see all the dates on cbbworld.com/tour.
There you go. Also, head on over to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. Head on over to austinmonthly.com to check out the oral history of Austin Stories. Check out SoundCloud for Griff Tours with Megan Beth Keister. And check out Drop Date Duel. This week, we've got... I thought it was going to be a Canadian battle, Alanis Morissette versus Drake. But turns out... Alanis Morissette put out an instrumental album. I mean, talk about oh, wow. just why even bother. But none of these guys are interested in that, gang. So we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.